James Brown steps on stage. He is carved from midnight's marble. He turns to his right-hand man, Clyde Frunky Drummer Stablefield, and says, "Kick a little, son of Clyde!"
"Hit me!"
Clyde, bursting from his rhythm and blues, beats the drums with such ease, like God told him to play, like he was God playing the drums. The sound that came out was pure cold sweat. Its flesh ran naked around the arena, a classic in the making. The record skips, and hip-hop shows up late, but looks good. Does not make eye contact with anyone in the room. Afraid someone might notice, excuse me, he isn't from around these parts. Hip-hop was given all the hand-me-downs, but learned to put swag back in its stitches. Took what's not theirs and made it their own. Everything was fine until someone noticed the similarities of once was. Hip-hop, you kicked a little too much dust off those records. Even Midas knows the price you gotta pay for the touch. These samples are not free. I would worry if I were you, Mr. Bismarcky. In 2004, Brian Burton took the Jay-Z Black Album and the Beatles White Album and made the Gray Album. EMI Record Company's pockets all of a sudden feeling very empty, decides to sue this nobody for all that he is worth. This plan backfires, and they pull this fan of lover and music into the limelight for all to love and admire. The Beatles, angry by all that has been taken from them, have a song called Revolution 9, which is just 9 minutes of remix, mastered and sounds. Andy Warhol can paint someone else's photographs. Even took a soup can to stop himself from being a starving artist. Shakespeare took the framework of a tragic Italian love story and slapped his name on it. Disney has always had the audacity to take your beloved fairy tales, reanimate them, and walk their butts to the bank because, well, this generation knows the best artists do not copy. They steal. And history is nothing more than a 12-year-old boy with bad acne and a serious stuttering problem who's been told one too many times to learn from his mistakes. It is one thing to pull from your inspiration. It is another thing to be the man's tracing paper. As poets, as writers, fuck it, as humans, we sample all the time. Sample like ribcage, advice your grandmother once gave you, or the weight of Atlas. Nothing is holy, nothing is sacred. However, should be respected, recognized, and thanked. This evening, Clyde Funky Drummer Stablefield is doing me the honor of playing my outro, a sample of all my favorite Kanye West, pardon me, Frankenstein's tunes. Clyde, whose own original sound has been copied on 100 different songs, has yet to see a penny. But for the record, he wants nothing in return but a simple thank you.
Huh. Rose McAleese!
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. Find the podcast of our shows in iTunes and Stitcher, and help other people find us by taking a moment to leave a rating or a review, if you would. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter for the latest news on our upcoming live shows. Get ticket information and find the podcast archive at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.